Welcome to Mad Scientist Podcast Coffee Talk, the podcast where we explore the fascinating world of coffee. I'm your host, and today we're going to dive into the history of coffee, one of the most popular and widely consumed beverages in the world. Coffee is a drink made from roasted and ground seeds of various species of the coffee plant, which are native to tropical Africa and Asia. But how did coffee become such a global phenomenon? Where did it come from, and how did it spread across cultures and continents? The origin of coffee is shrouded in mystery and legend. One of the most famous stories is that of Kaldi, a goat herder in Ethiopia, who noticed that his goats became more energetic and playful after eating some red berries from a bush. Curious, he tried some himself and felt a similar effect. He then took some berries to a nearby monastery, where the monks brewed them into a drink that helped them stay awake during their prayers. This story is probably not true, but it does illustrate the discovery of coffee's stimulating properties, which are due to the presence of caffeine, a natural chemical compound that affects the central nervous system. According to historical records, the earliest evidence of coffee drinking dates back to the 15th century in Yemen, where Sufi mystics used coffee as an aid to meditation and spiritual practice. They roasted and ground the coffee beans, which they obtained from Ethiopia, and brewed them in water to make a dark and bitter drink called kawa. Coffee soon spread from Yemen to other parts of the Arabian Peninsula, where it became a popular social and cultural phenomenon. Coffee houses, or kahvekhanas, emerged as places where people gathered to drink coffee, chat, play games, listen to music, and exchange ideas. Coffee houses were also known as schools of wisdom because they attracted intellectuals, poets, scholars, and artists. Coffee also sparked some controversy among religious and political authorities, who feared that it might cause intoxication, addiction, or subversion. Some tried to ban coffee or impose taxes on it, but their efforts were largely unsuccessful. From Arabia, coffee traveled to other regions through trade and cultural exchange. It reached Turkey in the 16th century, where it was called kahve and became an integral part of Turkish culture and cuisine. Coffee also arrived in Europe around the same time, through Venetian merchants who traded with the Ottoman Empire. At first, coffee was met with suspicion and resistance by some Europeans, who considered it a foreign and exotic drink associated with Islam. However, coffee gradually gained acceptance and popularity among various segments of society, especially after Pope Clement VIII declared it harmless and blessed it in 1600. Coffee houses soon sprang up in major European cities like London, Paris, Amsterdam, Vienna, and Berlin. They served as hubs of social activity and intellectual discourse, where people from different backgrounds and professions could meet and mingle. Coffee houses also played a role in the development of science, literature, journalism, politics, and commerce in Europe. Some famous figures who frequented coffee houses include Isaac Newton, Voltaire, Jonathan Swift, Benjamin Franklin, and Ludwig van Beethoven. Coffee also made its way to the Americas through colonization and slavery. The first coffee plants were brought to the Caribbean islands by French colonists in the early 18th century. From there, coffee cultivation spread to other parts of Latin America, especially Brazil, which became the world's largest producer of coffee by the 19th century. Coffee was also introduced to North America by British colonists, who initially preferred tea but switched to coffee after the Boston Tea Party in 1773. Today, coffee is grown in more than 70 countries around the world, mostly in tropical and subtropical regions. The global coffee industry involves millions of farmers, traders, roasters, retailers, and consumers. Coffee is also a major commodity in the international market, second only to oil in value. Coffee has many varieties, flavors, and preparations, depending on the type of bean, roasting method, brewing technique, and additives. Some common ways of drinking coffee include espresso, cappuccino, latte, americano, mocha, filter, instant, and cold brew. Coffee is more than just a drink. It is a culture, a history, a science, an art, and a passion. It connects us with people and places across time and space. It stimulates our senses, our minds, our creativity, and our emotions. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Mad Scientist Podcast Coffee Talk. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the Mad Scientist Podcast on your favorite platform and leave us a review to let us know what you think. And don't forget to join us next time. Thanks again to all of you for listening. Until next time, keep experimenting.